Out and about on her way around the world, it's Deb Shadovitz with Computer Talk Radio. And you're in Boston?
Yes, I am.
You're in Boston. I love that. Oh, man. So you've got all kinds of different destinations. Now, one of the things that, that of course, has come up, you were talking about the waterproof thing, iPhone case at Showstoppers. What is going on within the world of waterproofing for, I don't know, like you've got your MacBook Air.
Yeah, right. So if you're traveling where it's very rainy, if you're going on boats, if you're going where it snows, you need to worry about keeping your equipment dry. The best thing is not to travel with equipment, but we all know I'm traveling with equipment and so are other people these days.
Yes, definitely. Well, everybody is. And people are going places like cruises and so forth. So water resistance, waterproofing is an important thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've been looking at what I can possibly do. And the best answer I have come up with is to use a dry sack. And I found a company called Sea to Summit that makes very good quality dry sacks. I spent some time looking into this, and then I spoke to their people about this. So I learned everything I can about the topic, and I've got some good knowledge to share and some good recommendations.
Okay.
So now what we're talking about here are sacks that look like a laundry sack, sort of, with a roll-top closure, which I will explain. And what happens is when companies are coming up with how good a fabric is, they test, or if you want to know how good something is, you test by pushing water through it, okay?
Okay.
So let's picture a tube that's 50 feet high. Now, stretch a fabric very incredibly tightly across the bottom of that of it, right? Now
sure.
Start to pour water into the tube from the top, okay? This dry sack that I'm talking about would support 33 feet of water on top of it.
Oh, okay, wow.
That's good, right? Now, that shows you sort of that you can how much pressure you can put if it falls into the water. Now, that is called the hydrostatic head. So a 10,000 millimeter hydrostatic head is about 33 feet. Which is, this matters for rainware, it matters for the tent floors, it matters for these bags. All
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we know that these bags are really well done. The bags, what you want to look for in a bag is one, a company that takes care and really looks at how abrasive resistant it is to abrasion, how UV resistant it is, how good the waterproofing is, how puncture proof, tear strength. You want to look for a really good buckle so the buckle doesn't come apart. I'll explain the buckle in a minute.
Sure.
And how good the rubber is that's going to hold the roll together. All right. So I looked at all of these things, and that's why I'm choosing to go with the Sea to Summit bag. Now, here's the way it works. Picture sort of a laundry bag or a round bottom sack. You could put anything into it. So I put my MacBook Air into this bag flat. I'm going to close the top of it, the rubber strip, and I'm going to allow as much air as possible to get in the bag. But before I roll it, there's one other trick. Because condensation can happen when the inside and the outside of the bag have different temperatures, you don't want that condensation, that moisture to form inside. So grab those silica gel packs that come with electronics or shoes, high-end
shoes.
Sure,
sure, yeah.
Throw a bunch of them inside the bag, all right? And then you press together the top of it, this rubberized strip. Make sure there's no sand, no pebbles in it. And you roll perfectly smoothly. You roll this bag over at least three times. More is better. And then you bring the clips together. There's clips at the end. And you bring them together. It sort of ends up looking like a man's shirt with a collar when you're done.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, that will help. But the Achilles heel here is the buckle and the roll, because water could get into it. Water will get into it eventually. You really don't want the bag to fall down, of course, into the water, but it will fall down eventually. So the next thing you could do is get another bag. So my MacBook Air fits in a 13-liter bag. I'd get a 20-liter bag.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Inside
so
the 20-liter bag, do the same thing. But I'm going to do one more thing because I want my items to float. I'm going
That's
to go
always
to
good.
A yacht
yeah.
store. Yep, I'm going to go to a yachting store and find some good lightweight floating material that will help to keep it buoyed.
Sure.
Put that inside the second bag, and then repeat the roll with the second bag. And that's going to be my best protection for this computer. They make different bags of all different sizes, so you could do it for your smaller things. Certainly the microphone I'm using. I've got a great blue microphone that I'm using to do this with you.
Sure, yeah.
I want to protect it.
Yes.
It's going. My cables are going. Everything that I care about is going into these bags. Now, there's one other kind of bag to tell you about very, very quickly. It's called a TPU bag, thermoplastic polyurethane. And it's super strong. And it's clear, which is really cool. So
yeah.
It's amazingly strong. It's very temperature stable, so you can use it in the cold. It remains clear. It doesn't yellow. It doesn't crack over time. You could put your cameras in it, and you could take pictures through this plastic. It might look like you're taking pictures through a windshield. It's good for snapshots. It won't be good for professional level zillion megapixel pictures.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a fairly pricey fabric, so... it was interesting, and when Cedar Summit did this, it was an experiment. They didn't know how well it would sell, but it turns out it sells really, really well. And the good news is that in the spring, we can expect to find that they're making a larger one for an iPad, about 10 inches by 7 3/4 inches.
Wow.
That could fit some netbooks and stuff. And if I have my way, they'll make one bigger for more computers as well. And they said, I might just have my way on that. Let me just say one thing. If you're going whitewater rafting and you're going to be in torrential rain, then you want to look at an OtterBox case or perhaps a Pelican case for the really heavy-duty waterproof.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right?
This is Benjamin Rockwell and Deb Shadovitz. I'll be back with my final comment for the week in just a moment.